Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When I prepare a message, there's always a question, what does God want me to talk about? And this week, I had planned something else. Suddenly, this came to me, no throne without the cross. And the Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. It says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, according to its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Countless people want to go to the top in whatever field or company, and they want to go to the top for free. Films have been made of people who came from nowhere and became the highest person, the highest position in a company. But reality is different. Nothing is free. The university student has to learn a lot in order to get his degrees. A medical student has to learn for many years in order to become a doctor. Almost every profession has to learn a lot to get to the top. Some are simply content with their low jobs. They don't want to pay the price of higher and better paid professions. Therefore, the saying is, no work, no pay. In war times, you have to fight very fiercely, very tough. Tougher than the enemy. An army with lazy soldiers will never succeed. You simply don't get anywhere without work. Adam was cursed because of his sin. And since then, mankind has to work, and only that brings profit. Many have to undergo very difficult life situations. Those situations make them strong for the task that may lay ahead of them. No situation can stop a person who wants to achieve his goal. Those who discovered the world had to go through many storms and dangers. But they didn't shrink back. They stubbornly went forward to what they expected, and they succeeded or they died. I'm sure you know the story of Joseph, the son of Jacob. He was his father's favorite. He had a high position in the family. His brothers were jealous of him and sold him to Egypt. From his high position, he went down and became a slave. By having been falsely accused, he went to prison. From his father's family, he became a slave and then a prisoner. People say, if you are faithful, you will climb up. Jacob, he went down, further down, and further down. I'm sure many would have given up in such a situation. They might have said, all is useless, I do what I want, just enjoy my life. But not so Joseph. He kept his integrity. He never stopped trusting in the God that his father was talking about. From the time when his brother sold him until now, 13 years had passed. 13. He was 17 when they sold him. Now he was 30. Then one day, official called him to go to see the king. The king was so overwhelmed by his wisdom, by his knowledge, that he made him his assistant. In one day, from prison to the highest minister of the country. Imagine the sacrifice that he had to pay. Without that cross, he wouldn't have become the chief minister. Take Jesus. He came down from heaven to earth. He is God and he became man. He went as far down as you can. Not enough in that, he was accused and murdered. He was dead. He was buried. He was raised. And he ascended and sits at the right hand of God. If you are ignorant, you could say, oh, Jesus tried his best, but he didn't succeed. But there is no sacrifice without his blood. There's a musical, it was very famous when I was young. It was called Jesus Christ Superstar. The musical stopped when Jesus died. It was a nice musical, but the end was missing. What is the message of the cross? It's our salvation. Jesus didn't stay in the grave. He is alive. He rose to life, and he's alive today. Praise God. He sacrificed his life, his body, his blood on the cross that we may have life to the full. He endured the ridicule and he endured the cross. I think many do not understand the seriousness of this act. Those who have been Christians for a long time, maybe even with Sunday school as a children, we know the stories of the Bible. We know Jesus died on the cross, it doesn't touch us because we're so familiar with it. We know Jesus died on the cross, it doesn't move us. Yes, he died for me, that's okay, but now I have no time, I have to do something. That is how we deal with it. Do you know, without his death, you will go to hell. Hell is not a nice place. It's the worst, what you cannot even imagine. Jesus gave his life for us, and he died on the cross. All our sins were laid on him. He paid with his blood. Praise the Lord. He, the perfect Son of God, became a sinner for us. He carried the punishment of the whole world and went to hell. After 3 days, he rose to life triumphantly. Whoever wants and believes can become a child of God. Jesus, the Son of God, reconciled us to himself. We are no longer slaves to sin because he carried the punishment for us. He did it all for me. There is no throne without the cross. There are those who say, Jesus died for my sin so I can do whatever I want. But that is not the idea. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. It's interesting, the Bible doesn't say your body, it's interesting to see what the Bible says, that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. It's your body. It's not your soul, it's not your mind, it's your body. That means your body is holy because it is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And you are not your own. That means you cannot do with your body whatever you want, because you are the temple of God. You belong to Him. You cannot give your body to sin. You cannot change your gender. God has created you as man and woman, and that body belongs to God. There are women who say, I go for an abortion, this is my body, I can do with my body what I want. But they are wrong. The body does not belong to you, it belongs to God. He has bought you at a price with His blood. You are not your own, you belong to God, praise the Lord. Whatever you think or believe doesn't make any difference. You are bought. And your only task is to glorify God with your body. Jesus made further claims about your body in Luke 14, verse 27. It says, and anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Anybody who is not carrying the cross cannot be my disciple. To carry a cross means to be ready to go for execution. At that time when you saw somebody with a cross, carrying the cross, you know the person will be crucified. Nobody else would carry a cross. So what Jesus said is, you must be ready to give up everything to be able to be my disciple. Give up everything. If you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, you must give up everything. Your body belongs to Jesus already, therefore give it to Him. The Bible is clear what is requested. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The world is not important. Whatever you see is passing away. All materialism is decaying. Just look at electronics. When I was a child, nobody could imagine that we would have smartphones. Walking on the street, talking to somebody, watching even on the video, that was impossible. We couldn't think of it. We didn't even know what is a computer. No idea. I remember the first time the iPhone was introduced. crowds of people that want to have this iPhone, today nobody looks at it. The world passes away, so don't hang on anything. Galatians 5:24, it says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Passions and desires are at the cross. And then Galatians 2:20, it says, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So when you look at me, you see only a corpse. Because Christ, what you see is Christ in me. As Christians, this is how we should be. Everyone who sees you should see Christ in you. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, it says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. When Jesus said, hanging on the cross to the place of execution, he was saying that you should leave everything behind because it is passing away anyway. And you should look for Christ. Our theme today is no throne without the cross. Indeed, we have to carry the cross because the Lord Jesus went to heaven. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, and raised us up with him. Raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He has raised us up with him. Praise the Lord. I'm seated in heavenly places. The climax is that we carry our cross, leave this world and its pleasures, leave it behind, and we shall be elevated and seated with Christ in the heavenlies. This is not after our death or after the rapture, it is now. Now we are seated with Christ. Your body is holy. It's a temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body will be sitting beside Christ. What an honor. What an honor. He sacrificed his blood and he went to the cross. Therefore, for me to live is Christ. He did it for me. Without him, I am nothing. I live in this world, but I'm not of this world. I come from above. I have been born again. Praise the Lord. I am a new creation. The old has gone. Everything is brand new. God expects us to give up everything for him, but in return, we receive much more and we sit on the throne. We know there are two thrones. One is real, the other one is fake. The fake one is Satan's throne, and he will be thrown down very soon. Already he lost his battle, he is a defeated foe. The real throne is the throne of God. He will be the real throne is the throne of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ. The throne will last forever, always, no end to it. And we shall sit with Him on that throne forever. Jesus died on the cross, He gave His blood, He bore our punishment, He made us justified and righteous. He rose from death and gave us new life. This new life is in God and gave us the right to be children of God. As His children, we will reign with Him. After the rapture, we are in heaven with Him, and when He returns for the millennial reign, we shall come with Him and judge the nations. We will be with Him during the millennium and reign with Him. Heaven is real. God's promises are real. God has prepared a heritage for us in heaven, for all those who believe in Him. The payment has been made full by the precious blood of His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He shed His shed blood and death on the cross. His burial and resurrection paved the way for us to receive that heritage. Praise God. Glory be to His name. Amen. We have a song.